Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Last time we read about the effectual calling the Lord Jesus gave to this man Simon, the Lord changing his name to Peter. We read in Matthew, Luke, and John. And today I want to lift out one verse from Luke's gospel and match it to another verse I read as our time came to a close. This is Peter responding to Jesus in Luke 5, verse 8. Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. The context for this is the miracle Christ performed to supply Peter's fishing nets with so many fish that his nets broke. That after a night of fishing in which the fisherman caught nothing. In that moment, Peter realizes he is in the presence of God, and Peter confesses that he is a sinful man. What Peter experienced that day is what every person experiences when we are in the presence of God. We become acutely aware of our sinfulness. We have what I would like to call a sudden sinful self-awareness. In my experience observing, working with, and ministering to and among people, I have often been surprised by a lack of self-awareness in many. Sometimes I see this in people I know, and sometimes just out in public, taking care of an errand or task. There are those who have no idea how they come across. They are not conscious to knowledge of their own character, feelings, speech, motive, and desires. We had this with someone seated near my wife and I on a long international flight. This woman was traveling with her daughter and was speaking so loudly to her about their personal business that all of the rows around her could hear every word. Her teenage daughter was completely mortified, telling her mom to please be quiet. Furthermore, this woman made such a mess of her seating area and the aisle, food and personal belongings everywhere, that she brought much embarrassment to herself without even realizing it or caring about it. My observation was that this woman was not self-aware. She most likely did not grasp how she was coming across to her family and to the passengers and crew on board the aircraft. When the airplane landed, we were stuck on board waiting for a bus to take us from the plane to the terminal, and she kept at it with her daughter. And then onto the bus, and then into the terminal, and then at the baggage claim, persistently loud and obnoxious, oblivious to how this made her 16 or 7-year-old feel in public. But she is hardly in the minority. I believe most people lack self-awareness, but thankfully, there are many others who are self-aware. In fact, sometimes so self-aware that they become overly self-critical. How we come across is monitored with such consistency, it borders on obsessive. We are very conscious to knowledge of our own character, feelings, speech, motive, and desires. We become very shy in public because of this, whereas the woman on the airplane was certainly not shy. Well, teaching people how to become more self-aware is actually a business. And how many of you would like a consultant to drop into your company, office, school, family, and church to coach others on upping their awareness of how they come across to you? Well, that's self-awareness in general. But here we are talking about sinful self-awareness. What I mean are Christians who are aware of our sinfulness. We are conscious of our sin. This describes Peter that day at the lakeside. He demonstrated great sinful self-awareness. The presence of the Son of God brought that out in him. Like being self-aware in general is a good thing, so too is being sinful self-aware. This humbles us and pushes us into the arms of Jesus Christ, who is our only Savior from sin. And because we are sinful, this requires Jesus to be very patient with us. And I submit to you that Peter learned just how patient Jesus is with sinners, because in their years together, Peter A. observed God's patience watching Christ. And B, Peter experienced how patient God was with him. That is precisely why years later, the Apostle Peter wrote this to his fellow Christians. Listen to what he writes in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. The Lord is patient towards you. The Apostle Peter says, the Lord is patient towards us. How did Peter know this about God? How did he know God is patient? Well, that's obvious. He learned this from the Son of the living God, God in human flesh, Jesus Christ. In writing his epistle, Peter remembered the lesson that day along the Lake of Gennesaret, and not just that day, but for the rest of his life. Luke 5 and parallel passages in Matthew, Mark, and John were only the beginning. So let's follow Jesus and Peter now and watch for these lessons on the patience of Almighty God. We can have no better teacher than the Christ. And let me continue by first telling you how I prepared for this with the hope that you will do the same. With 2 Peter 3 verse 9 in mind, I sat down and read straight through all of the four Gospels. And I had a pen and a pad of paper, and every time I saw Jesus teach on God's patience, and every time I saw Peter receive God's patience in his own life, I jotted down the scripture references. I now have 4 pages of these references, and remember, all I did was write down the chapter and verse number, and I got 4 pages. The point is, when we read the Gospels, our eyes are opened to just how patient God the Father, Christ, and the Spirit are. The triune God is patient. Will you do this exercise? Will you take out some much-needed time in your busy life and sit down with the Bible and patiently, pun intended, read of Jesus and his disciples and the crowds, as well as his enemies, and find therein his patience for people just like you and me? I hope you will. And when you do, share with someone what you learn. Well, our time is short, so I am not going to go through all 4 pages of scripture references. I'll only discerningly choose from a few. And so let's go to the first of 2 parables Jesus taught with Peter in the audience. I'm reading Matthew chapter 18, beginning in verse 21. Matthew 18, 21. Then Peter came and said to Jesus, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to 7 times? And Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began to settle them, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. But since he did not have the means to repay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, along with his wife and children and all that he had, and repayment to be made. So the slave fell to the ground and prostrated himself before him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will repay you everything. And the Lord of that slave felt compassion and released him and forgave him the debt. Well, let's pause there for now. Jesus gives Peter quite a lesson on forgiveness and the patience of God for sinners who owe God everything. It is not just 7 times that we forgive a person, but innumerable times. And then the story to illustrate the point. In verse 26, the slave asks for patience. And verse 27 says, And the Lord of that slave felt compassion and released him and forgave him the debt. The slave had pleaded for mercy and he received mercy. His debt was forgiven. Likewise, God hears our cries for mercy. He is patient with us and forgives us our debts. God is patient. And the parable continues, verses 28 through 33. But that slave went out and found one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii, and he seized him and began to choke him, saying, Pay back what you owe. So his fellow slave fell to the ground and began to plead with him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will repay you." But he was unwilling and went and threw him in prison until he should pay back what was owed. So when his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were deeply grieved and came and reported to their lord all that had happened. Then summoning him, his lord said to him, "You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave in the same way I had mercy on you?" And Jesus draws the lesson together, saying that we should forgive others from our heart. We should be patient and show mercy to others because God is patient and shows mercy to us. Peter heard this instruction. Follow along with me to Luke's Gospel at chapter 13. I will read verses 6 through 9. This is Luke 13, verses 6 through 9. And Jesus began telling this parable. A man had a fig tree which had been planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and did not find any. And he said to the vineyard keeper, "Behold, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree without finding any. Cut it down. Why does it even use up the ground?" And he answered and said to him, "Let it alone, sir, for this year too, until I dig around it and put in fertilizer. And if it bears fruit next year, fine, but if not, cut it down." This parable follows a command on repentance. The fig tree represents sinful Israel. The vineyard keeper, Jesus, appeals to the owner, God. Jesus appeals in prayer to God and asks for patience with that fig tree, Israel. "Let it alone. I'll dig around it and put in fertilizer, and if it still doesn't bear fruit, then judge it. Cut it down." Again, a parable on patience that Christ taught to Peter. More next time on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.